Blog Talk Radio. Well, well, Shabbat Shalom, my brothers and sisters. Yes, Shabbat Shalom, we are back again. Yes, thanking the Most High for the opportunity to be back with you again to speak these very precious words of reconciliation and blessing, even the redemption of our people. For the redemption of the world, my brothers and sisters, unto the will of the one Most High. Yes, indeed. For reconciliation to the minds and hearts of his people of the knowledge of his blessed and holy promise. We're back again, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed, we are back again. This is another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Miah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High, yes indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you here again. For the Most High has told me, yes indeed, he has told me, and I pray for a blessed Shabbat for us all. Yes, because these are the times, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has appointed that we seek the fullness of his will, fullness of all that is his righteousness. That we be led along the path, my brothers and sisters, whereby we might be in all things fruitive unto him. Yes, Shalom Shabbat, my brothers and sisters. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me, that I have for him some very important things for him to do. And he told me because of indeed what I must do, he said to me that I surely would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. Oh, my brothers and sisters, what is it that we, what is the burden we choose to carry when we choose to stand up for an everlasting truth in a world so immensely divided? The Most High told me that I have to have some very important, yes, indeed, some very important things for him to do. He told me, because of what I must do, he said, I'd accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, I would have his protection and his guidance. And for this, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. But the Most High has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, he's told me I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that the promise, the sure promise of the Most High, is that without question, he has forsworn that unto his glory, without question, there must come what the scriptures call the times of refreshing. The time when, my brothers and sisters, it is promised that all that Yah has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets must be remembered. In fact, the scriptures say Messiah will come for the remembrance, for the restoration. For the refreshing and bringing again to mind all things spoken by the holy prophets, all things the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since world began. The scripture says, whoever will not talk unto him as a prophet, one who speaks the word from on high, say, whoever will not hearken to him should be cut off from among the people. Our brothers and sisters, shall we not then understand that it is in hearkening to the fullness of that precious word, that there's the hope of redemption? We're just talking about Acts 3:18 through 23. Well, let's consider for a moment Isaiah 46th chapter. Isaiah 46th chapter, 8th verse. Yes, indeed, I pray the Most High that it keeps, restores, revives, heals every soul, my brothers and sisters, that would come to him for the sake of all that brings forth and brings to manifestation the fullness of what is divine glory in his people, that the Most High might claim for himself an inheritance in this world. Isaiah 46 reads in this wise, Messiah is coming forth here, my brothers and sisters, saying, remember this, and show yourselves men, reasonable men, not beastly. We must all, in fact, my brothers and sisters, come together and reason together. And for all the reasons, considering all things the Most High has said, that we might be truly wise. He says, remember this and show yourselves men, bring it to, again to mind, O you transgressors. Remember the former things of old. How about even the promises the Most High declared from of old? Remember the former things of old. He says, for I am Yah, the Almighty, and there is none else. I am the Almighty, and there's none like me. Declared the end, the eventuality of all things, declared it all from the beginning, from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Even calling a ravenous bird a king, if you will. From the east, a man who executes his counsel from a far country. Says, yeah, I've spoken it, I will also bring it to pass. I purposed it, I will also do it. Says, hearken to me then, ye stout-hearted, ye that are far from righteousness. I said, I will bring near my salvation, my righteousness. It shall not be far off. My salvation shall not tarry. And I place salvation in Zion and for Israel, my glory. My brothers and sisters, these prophecies that I just read to you, our prophecy ultimately, my brothers and sisters, concerning not only what has happened before that the Most High has done for the redemption of his people, but my brothers and sisters, they are promised concerning what the Most High from the very beginning declares to be the eventuality on this earth. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters, not only what the Most High has declared, but what is the eventuality upon this earth? Even, my brothers and sisters, that his righteousness shall reign in all this world. But how many of my brothers and sisters have discerned that the end of Babylon, and these scriptures do speak of exactly that, the end of Babylon, the end of world confusion, the end of the chaos and the warfare, is the end, my brothers and sisters, of every nation and every man, a multitude of denominations, if you will, walking after their own contrivances. It's the end of men, my brothers and sisters, walking after what seems right in their own hearts. It's the end, my brothers and sisters, of men seeking to be exalted and seeking to exalt themselves, even so often, my brothers and sisters, to exploit others. My men seeking to establish their own idea of righteousness, seeking to be esteemed before men. By personal preference, by presumptuousness, my brothers and sisters, rather than true divine insight. For the entire premise, promise of the whole book of the Bible is ultimately brought unto its fruition, and that the Most High has promised that there shall come, must come, the awaited righteous one that was foretold the earliest of times. A promised righteous one, my brothers and sisters, anointed with a message from on high, that message, my brothers and sisters, shall go forth even to all the nations in a time of great faith. I didn't say, my brothers and sisters, a word constrained after the various nations and denominations, political and national and pseudo-religious systems of this world, that a word, my brothers and sisters, pure, perfect, and true, as the Most High gave it from on high, not subdivided, shall go forth to this world and shall reconcile it after the will of one. In the knowledge, my brothers and sisters, of the fact, I said, in the knowledge, my brothers and sisters, of the fact, that no partial, no polluted, no perverted, no compromised, no, in any way, my brothers and sisters, treacherous word, defiant against the fullness of divine will, can ever be, nor ever was, the galvanization of a holy people. We repeat that, my brothers and sisters. Those of us who will understand must comprehend that the Most High never said that the partial standards of men will be used to bring forth one great, righteous, and holy people, but is the consummate word of one, my brothers and sisters. The fruitive word of one whose righteousness, whose conscience has transcended that of men. That one, my brothers and sisters. I pray that you will understand. It is that one, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High has promised will be the deliverance of his people. It's not possible that a multitude of partial standards, many nations, many denominations, it's not possible for any one of a multitude of partial standards, my brothers and sisters, to be viable under the redemption of a people who have looked forward, my brothers and sisters, since the beginning for a time of common, collective unity, agreement, peace, truth, one love. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Think about it, if you would. Give it consideration, my brothers and sisters. I'd like to read a scripture to you. It's in the book of Revelation. It's unlike what many have preferred to believe. The truth, my brothers and sisters, is a word far from what is common. Here, my brothers and sisters, it is at Revelation Revelation 1:15, prophesying of what is soon to be apparent to all. He says in Revelation 1:15, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, the kingdom of this world become the kingdom of our... Yes, thee, my brothers and sisters, of the Almighty and of his Messiah. And he shall reign forever and ever. All the kingdoms of the earth, my brothers and sisters, having one king. For the Most High has promised that he will subdue all the rulers, even all the priests under the rule of one. And it is for that reason, my brothers and sisters, that many have not understood these words, because the true Messiah, my brothers and sisters, compromises after the will of none. His grace and his gift and his mercy, my brothers and sisters, that he declares to those who will seek him the knowledge of his kingdom, his law, his righteousness, that men might transcend all others. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, to be true as one in the will of Yah. Look at it, my brothers and sisters. Listen what it says. The kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of the Almighty and of his Messiah, his anointed. And he shall reign. I did not say the various kings and priests of this world. After the multitude of credentials that men license unto themselves, none seeking absolution, none true to Yah in all things. He said, the 24 elders, many who understand, well, there's 24 major prophets in Israel, were set before Yah on their seats, fell upon their faces, and worshipped Yah, saying, we give thee thanks, O Yah Almighty, which art and was, and art to come, for thou hast taken to thee thy great power, and has reigned. And it says the nations, yes, my brothers and sisters, the nations of this world. It says the nations of the world, the peoples of the world, those, my brothers and sisters, who did not comprehend . It says the nations of this world were angry. But the day of wrath has come, And it says the time of the dead that they should be judged. And thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants. The prophets and to the saints, and to them that revere his name, small and great, and shouldst destroy them which destroy the earth. It says the temple of the Most High was opened in heaven on high, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his covenant, and there were lightnings and voices and thunders and an earthquake and a great hail. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, what are these scriptures speaking of? My brothers and sisters, if all the nations had indeed received the truth of Yah with love, men choosing to submit themselves beyond their own self-righteousness and avarice, selfish ambitions, the world we live in today, my brothers and sisters, would long ago have had peace. Messiah is prophesied in his appearing to man. In Isaiah 48 to say, he will say to all men, oh, that you had kept, preserved, maintained, defended, guarded my commandments. He said, then your peace would have been as a river and your righteousness as the ways of the sea. How many of my brothers and sisters, when they hear the exceeding righteousness of Yah, having trusted so many partial and polluted standards among the nations and churches? How many of my brothers and sisters, when they hear the truth, will be prepared, my brothers and sisters, to receive that truth, my brothers and sisters, rather than reject? To receive that truth, my brothers and sisters, believe that truth, obey that truth, submit to and regard faithfully that truth, rather than rejecting it because it is a testimony that beforehand they had not heard. We've talked often on this show of late, especially, about the scriptures in Isaiah 42:16, one place, says Messiah will lead his people by a way that they have not known. Lead his people, my brothers and sisters, upon a foundation and a premise that they have not known. Therefore then, my brothers and sisters, an exceeding word, not common, and especially not common and not known, my brothers and sisters, to those who trust that the hope of salvation is after many diverse rulers and kings. How shall the people be absolved, my brothers and sisters? How shall they be galvanized after a multitude of contradicting standards? It's just simply not possible. Therefore, knowing this, my brothers and sisters, knowing this, how many understand that when Messiah appears, the Savior appears, he appears for the express purpose of the Most High saw, as the scripture says, none who petition for the fullness of his righteousness. I'm talking about Isaiah 59, my brothers and sisters, 59:8. He said, he looked and he saw none, my brothers and sisters, no intercessor. It talks about, my brothers and sisters, I'm talking about Isaiah 59 now. The scriptures speak that the way of peace men have not known. The way of reconciliation unto the one Yah men have not known. But Yah has always had a plan, even though men have made for themselves many crooked paths. Yah has always had a plan, my brothers and sisters, by which his people shall be true to a covenant. And a covenant is a mutual agreement. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie, and to bring all things to remembrance. My brothers and sisters, the express reason why is because when comes the judgment and the resurrection? In that day, my brothers and sisters, it must be true that all, my brothers and sisters, who sought the perfect will of Yah, must come together reasoning on the same page, having the same expectation, the same communication. Yes, my brothers and sisters, walking after the same premise, foundation, and understanding that they indeed, my brothers and sisters, as covenanted in agreement after the inspiration of Yah, they be one. And it means, my brothers and sisters, that whoever would call upon his holy name, we are all obligated to seek the fullness. I said all obligated to seek the fullness of what is divine will. Did you hear earlier that I spoke in Isaiah 46 chapter that the Most High has one that he says he would call forth from a far land to execute all that is his pleasure? How about my brothers and sisters who will claim all lands according to the fully what is the righteousness of Yah? That scripture we find also in Isaiah 19, 11 through 21, saying Messiah will come to judge all nations, even to smite all nations. The scripture says, with the rod of his mouth, the discipline of his word. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says that he would do this. Yes, indeed. For righteousness' sake, for peace' sake, that all might come to the will of one. Did you hear what I said earlier? The peoples of this world will not be galvanized, will not be redeemed under Yah according to any partial standard, but after the righteousness of an anointed one, called of Yah for the express purpose to declare a full remembrance of all that he has spoken by all the prophets since world began, that all peoples across all ages shall be one. Did you read the scriptures or hear the scriptures that I just spoke to you in Revelation? They talk about the nations of the earth were angry, for the time of the wrath of his wrath has come. The time of the dead, they should be judged. Think about it. It does not mean, my brothers and sisters, that men will be judged according to the varied standards of fallen conscience or the varied ages of this world. The Most High knew what he wanted, my brothers and sisters. First and the last, him who declared the eventuality of all things, knew what he wanted of this world from the very beginning. Those who are true to his spirit, I did not say the unction of men, but true to his spirit, hearkening to him. My brothers and sisters, the Most High say they are formed, if you will, by his hand, according to his purpose. These are people, my brothers and sisters, who discerned from the very beginning, ages ago, what the Most High intends for his people in these latter days. As I said to you before, my brothers and sisters, to confess the holy name is to seek him according to the fullness of what is righteousness. I did not say that men should have ever imagined that the very peoples of this world will be judged according to the rule of their kings in their time. Did not say that men will be judged, my brothers and sisters, according to a social strata, status quo, popular among men, according to the very territories that men have subdivided this world unto after the designs, desires, ideals, seeming righteousness of men. But rather, my brothers and sisters, from the very beginning, it was always declared, one judge shall judge all mankind. In fact, the way it is written, another scripture of utmost importance, these things were much more understood, clearly understood in the East, understood as a promise, an expectation in the East, my brothers and sisters. Especially in the monotheist East, long before the Romans came in and said they wanted to take over things. And understanding what was the ancient expectation in the East, my brothers and sisters, tells us so much about what we should understand about the faith of Yeshua. In Acts 17:30, it's in the times of this ignorance, man not understanding all that he should have understood. For a moment, Yah winked at it. Not that he was pleased, but he winked at it, he says. But now he says he commands all men everywhere to repent. How about to return to him from wherever they have gone astray, whatever misbeliefs, unbeliefs, partial standards that they have given their allegiance. If they almost repent and turn in allegiance unto him, as the scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. Because he has appointed a day. Didn't say that all will be judged according to their own hearts in their own time, according to the rudiments of whatever standards seem wise in their day. Because Yah has appointed a day in which he will judge the world. All my brothers and sisters, in which he will judge the world in righteousness, but that man whom he has ordained, whereof he has given assurance unto all men, and that he has raised him from the dead. All my brothers and sisters, what I'm saying to you is that of old, from ancient times, that in the East, my brothers and sisters, and we talked about this, the book of Isaiah tells us that Messiah will gather Israel not once, but twice out of Babylon. I said the Messiah himself will gather Israel out of Babylon twice. Once out of a Babylon in the East, and then again out of a Babylon in the West. How many have discerned it? Isaiah 11th chapter says, there's coming forth a root out of the stem of Jesse, a branch shall grow out of his roots. Upon him shall rest the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, might, understanding. Spirit of Yah. Might, counsel, and reverence of Yah. Those prophecies, my brothers and sisters, don't relate that someone will judge according to the partial and polluted standards common to men, after which men born in this world are so easily beguiled to become sedentary. So he will not judge what his eyes see nor what his ears hear. Discerning after the Spirit, he will expose every flawed, fallen, worldly, wicked, lawless, if you will, rather than lawful standard. Scripture says he will come a second time to regather Israel. I said a second time to regather Israel. Even as he had done before, my brothers and sisters. And if you look at the scriptures closely, all those territories first relate to all the territories, my brothers and sisters, that were one time considered the Achaemenid Medo-Persian empire that was called Kurdistan after its founder. But my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you the one that is called the founder of that ancient empire, the Most High, and Isaiah 44:45 calls his shepherd. He calls him his anointed one. The rebuilder of a righteous temple, he calls him the righteous one. Righteous one like the rising sun. In Isaiah 41. Isaiah 44 says he is the one who will expose the foolishness of all the rulers, that men might be set free unto the will of one. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, one of the most important scriptures in the whole Bible is based upon those verses. And yes, we do need to talk about this, because it's some of the most pertinent scripture in the whole book. It does not say the man will be judged by the multitude of other kings and rulers. It says man will be judged by one. And from the very beginning, those who knew Yah knew this. Do I need to repeat that? From the very beginning, those who knew Yah knew this promise concerning one that was oftentimes called the awaited one, the righteous one like the rising sun who cast out all the darkness, the Son of Man, just speaking of many titles by which he was called, the King of the East, the Son of Righteousness, the arising Son of Righteousness, Lord our Righteousness, is one title that is mentioned in Yirmiyahu 23:5. King of the East, Revelation 16:12 through 21. Need to read it closely and find out what that connotes. He is called, my brothers and sisters, in Scripture by many names. King of the Medes, Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah 51, 11th and 28th verses. Many titles, my brothers and sisters. Revelation 7:2. Angel rising and the rising of the sun. So many ways, my brothers and sisters, his word. The word portending his appearing is related in Scripture. So many ways, so many times. Nevertheless, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that when the Scriptures speak, Messiah speaking in Revelation 22:16, when he says, this word, ultimately what he's saying, this word is to be a testimony in the churches. He was saying that he is the awaited one. That root and offspring of David that was mentioned in Isaiah 11 that 2 Thessalonians tells us is latter-day prophecy. He says, the root and offspring of David and the bright morning star. My brothers and sisters, when the scriptures say in Isaiah, I said Isaiah in the 9th chapter, 9 and 2, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, the scriptures go on to say. When it says such things, those who walked in darkness have seen a great light. That word for great light is the same word, my brothers and sisters, for bright morning star. The exceeding light, my brothers and sisters. My brothers and sisters, Messiah said, I'm the root and offspring of David and the bright morning star. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, that of all the titles that I mentioned to you before, the one who bore that title is called the morning star, the one who destroys the darkness and reveals the light a whole world would seek to obscure. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, what those prophecies were about? In the book of Luke, for instance, oh, by the way, one of the titles also, morning star, morning star is like the morning sun. Sunrise is another title, my brothers and sisters, by which he is called. At Yirmiyahu, 23 and 5, some text call him the day spring. From on high, the springing forth of the day spring, the dawning of the day. Sounds like the same thing, my brothers and sisters, morning star. And there's only one light, my brothers and sisters, that casts out all the darkness. And it's time that men understood, my brothers and sisters, the dawning of a new day. It's time to understand, my brothers and sisters, what those scriptures are actually saying. In Luke, for instance, Luke 178 through 79. Remember, this is the father of John the Baptist speaking. I said it's the father of John the Baptist speaking. And we need to realize the importance of this verse. It says, through the tender mercy of Yah, whereby the day spring from on high has visited us, to give light to them who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet unto the way of peace. And it was speaking, my brothers and sisters, in this verse, they put day spring from on high in the King James Version. I can only tell you that the NESB says sunrise. NIV, rising sun. In RSV, the dawn from on high. My brothers and sisters, it says to give light to those who sit in darkness. and in the shadow of death to guide our feet into the way of peace. How many of us understand, my brothers and sisters, and have taken given consideration that when you read the scriptures, as I said to you before, to understand what we are speaking of here, what was the connotation in the mind of the people of old when it says in Isaiah 9 and 2, the people that walked in darkness, those comparisons, have seen a great light. That word for great light, I would tell you the word there relates the same thing as exceeding brightness. Did you hear me? Exceeding brightness. And even my brothers and sisters, when the word for light there is related oftentimes to the morning sun. Pick up a good, strong concordance and look up the words. In fact, I believe that I have the capacity. I'll see if I can do that now. I'll put it up in the chat as a reference point for whoever would see it, that they might discern it for themselves, to understand what Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, who was to herald the coming of Messiah, what it was in fact that he was talking about. Okay, the word for light, here it is. I'm about to put it up in the chat room now. Pick up your strong concordance and look this up for yourself. You might be surprised at what you find to understand just what in fact it is that Zechariah was speaking of, and understand the term that he used for the coming of the Messiah. Even Yeshua himself. The word relates illumination, luminary, kind of like a star, if you will. Lightning, light, happiness, bright, clear, day, light, morning, sun. Discern the point, my brothers and sisters. And look what it says at 9 and 3. Thou hast multiplied the nation. How about strengthen the nation? Increase their joy. They joy before thee is according to the joy in the time of harvest. There's a cutting off and a reaping of the fruit of the earth. As men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff from off his shoulder. How about all oppressors, my brothers and sisters, as in the days of Midian? That's when Most High chose a people of his, out of his people while they were in bondage, to break the staff of their oppressors and to be set free. For every battle of the warrior, in other words, all the warfare in the world, and with all this confused noise, garments robed in blood, in other words, allegiances to chaos and warfare, all of this, my brothers and sisters, shall be nothing else but for burning and for fuel of fire. It shall become a time of peace. For it says, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name should be called Wonderful Counselor. Wonderful Counselor, the mighty, El. Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom. Yes, my brother, that he should give it order. Maintain it in order and peace, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. And it is the zeal, the light, yes, my brothers and sisters, the passion of the Most High himself that will bring all this to bear to perform it. My brothers and sisters, have you noticed how much that scripture sounds like the same thing we just read in Luke 1:78, 1:79, father of Yohanan the Baptist, the one who was to herald the coming of Messiah. If you notice in Isaiah 40:41, it talks about the voice of him who cries in the wilderness, talks about the coming of the one called the Righteous One from the East. My brothers and sisters, I'm telling you that Messiah, Yeshua, and he are one and the same. And it says that he would expose all the false righteousness of all the rulers, that men might come to the peace of one, that all nations might be redeemed. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, redeemed after the will of one. Redeemed from all the fallen standards of men, because he will prove foolish the wisdom of all those who have thought themselves wise while not yet considerate of all things the Most High himself has decreed. See, because the tender mercy of Yah with which the sunrise from on high shall visit us to give morning light. How about the morning star of them who sat in darkness? How about those who were stagnated, walking, stumbling in the darkness, could not see the greater light? To give light to them who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to give them light, my brothers and sisters, to guide our feet, it says, unto the way of peace. My brothers and sisters, we understand if we read close to the prophecies at Isaiah 8th chapter through 9th chapter, that the full fruition of those prophecies is a thing yet to come. However, my brothers and sisters, though Messiah came 2,000 years ago to fulfill the prophecies concerning one who would be cut off to prove foolish the wisdom of the wise who persecuted him, the scriptures still speak of two times Messiah appearing, one time to bring his people out of Babylon in the east, and a second time, my brothers and sisters, to bring his people out of a Babylon that is in the west. You've talked about the scriptures in Hosea 11th chapter, my brothers and sisters, saying he will roar like a lion and his sons will come trembling from the west. We've talked before about Isaiah, my brothers and sisters. In the 24th chapter, speaking about the righteous one. And they cry out from the west, giving him glory. In Isaiah 24:10 through 16. The word for sea in your King James Version is west. Fires relate light. Like the light rises first in the east. How many will understand, my brothers and sisters, that the King James Version, when it says fires, really means east or on the rising of the sun, and when it says sea, it means to the west. The Hebrew word, west and east, same. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, that it's time we understand that the prophecies, even in the book of Isaiah, ultimately tell us that Messiah comes not once nor twice, but three times. Twice to bring his people out from Babylon in Revelation. I would even say all the prophecies in the book of Revelation that agree with Isaiah 11 speak the same truth. He says he comes a second time at Isaiah 11, 10 through 12, to regather his people, even as he did once before. And the scriptures say that Israel, according to Ezekiel 34 and Ezekiel 37, Hosea 2 says Israel has one shepherd. I dare to say, my brothers and sisters, that Yeshua is that one shepherd. He is the one who bears all the titles of which I have mentioned. Shiloh, Star of Yaakov, Righteous One like the rising sun, Word of Yah, King of the Medes, King of the East, Prince of Peace. Yes, my brothers and sisters, they call him Lord our Righteousness. In Yirmiyahu 23:5. The Son of Righteousness that arises, Malachi 4:2. He for whom you are waiting, Malachi 3. My brothers, you really need to read all between Malachi 2:16 to 3 and 4 in particular. Here's that one, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, when it speaks of and say, the Lord whom you seek should suddenly come to his temple. Here's that one the scriptures speak of, seeing when it says, they will wait for the Lord to renew their strength. They will wait for him. Here's that one, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures speak of, when Revelation it tells him, I saw an angel rising in the sun, having the seal of the living Yah. He is that one, my brothers and sisters, that the scriptures speak of and call the King of the Medes who destroys Babylon once and for all at Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah 51:11-28. He is that one, my brothers and sisters, that's called the King of the East in Revelation 16:12, that will expose all the unrighteousness of all the kings. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you he is the one that the prophecies foretold of, that all men should look to, even to petition in the name of the Most High, that they might confirm that it is their desire to see all that the Most High has spoken come to pass. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Even the name and title that all must confirm, if it is to be confirmed as a surety, that it is the heart of men to uphold, to declare, to show allegiance and surety and vouchsafe steadfastness unto all the Most High from the very beginning has declared. Even the name, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says there's one mediator between Yah and men. The scripture says unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. That is in Philippians. You need to read really all this from the second to the third chapter of Philippians. You need to read all that you find in Romans 14 saying there's ultimately one judge. There's a need to understand the scriptures in Isaiah 45, where that scripture came from, when it says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. And my brothers and sisters, concerning that one that, they translated it Cyrus in the King James Version. But his title, my brothers and sisters, reflects the name of the kingdom called Kurdistan, that he, at the power of Yah, sit in order. My brothers and sisters, of old, long before the birth of Messiah, was the expectation of one. I said the common expectation of one will crush the head of the snake, crush every lying voice, bringing in, my brothers and sisters, every misconceit that has scattered the minds of the people of the earth. And the scripture says, unto him shall the nations seek, and his rest, his peace should be glorious. Bringing in, my brothers and sisters, all the many diverse thrones after the misconceits of man, to establish one throne, my brothers and sisters, that will reprove and give the law of justice to all the nations. That was the expectation, my brothers and sisters. That was always the expectation in the East. But it's not a word that was common in the West. In the East, my brothers and sisters, in the East, the monotheist East, this was always the expectation. The people in the East, my brothers and sisters, remembered, many of them saw that ark on the top of Mount Ararat. They understood, according to the stories of old, the reason why the Most High was not pleased, because the thoughts of men were not concerted. And they looked for one, my brothers and sisters, to reconcile the thoughts of man as one. Not a concept in the West, but a very powerful one. A very powerful one in the East, my brothers and sisters. Even among many to this very day. However, the question I ask, my brothers and sisters, since in the West many have not understood this, how many will be prepared to yield to it in this time? I just read to you Isaiah 46, which relates that surely all these things must come to pass. Most High has promised it, he shall do it. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, Malachi, the entire book is sealed in the promise of the coming of one called the Son of Righteousness who arises. How about the same thing as the Righteous One from the Rising Sun? Same high title. The one for whom you are waiting, who will reprove all the priests. The one who will bring to mind the remembrance of all that is declared in the law of Moshe, that the Most High gave, my brothers and sisters, through his servant Moshe, to restore the hearts of the fathers and all the ancient Hebrew fathers to the children. My brothers and sisters, the four must come. Not only the wrath, but the great day of peace to the glory of the Most High. But how shall the kingdom, my brothers and sisters, of peace come to bear until men have understood surely what is the law. And I don't mean according to whatever seems wise in the hearts of carnal-minded men, each seeking to exalt themselves in their partialities. 45,000 denominations, 282 nations is not going to reconcile this world unto the will of one. Faith, then, my brothers and sisters, comes by hearing. Hearing a word. It comes from Yah himself. We might discern beyond all those who exploit after fallen standards. This is what is written, my brothers and sisters. This is what must be done. My brothers, my sisters, I'd like to read to you now. Giving consideration to all that I have spoken, what Yeshua himself said. Notice what I said before about how what is called the Elder Testimony. Some call it the Old Testament. My brothers and sisters, the word of Yah is from the beginning. Seal in the expectation of the one called the Son of Righteousness who will arise to restore to mind all those things that man scattered among the nations and scattered by the hardness and the frailty of his spiritual depravity has not understood. The entirety of all that was prophesied of old is sealed with those words in the book of Malachi and that expectation. I would have you to give consideration, my brothers and sisters, to the latter words. Look at the premise of what's being related at Revelation 22. I said Revelation 22. And look at all the verses that go before it. Here we are. Revelation 22:6, and he said to me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Most High Yah of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must be done. All the instrumentality of what must be done. To the might and glory of the Most High, done. See, behold, I come quickly. The word for quickly is the same thing as suddenly. And many, my brothers and sisters, you could even say unexpectedly. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed he that keeps the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Keeps, preserves, maintains, remembers, does not forget, constantly conscious, my brothers and sisters, of the prophecy of this book. You know, in the Aramaic at 12:10, Daniel, it says, in the last days knowledge will be increased. And none of the wicked of the lawless, those who have been less than diligent, will understand. But he says, those who have done, in the Aramaic, it says, those who have done good works shall understand. King James said, the wise are those having insight will understand. The Most High told me that it is not wisdom not to give consideration of all the Most High himself has spoken. Therefore, when he said those who have done good works will understand, it means those who seek to understand all his ways, all that he has declared, to have a foundation upon which to see the things the Most High has declared when they are all brought together into one common understanding. He said, behold, I come quickly. And blessed he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, it's talking about Yohanan, the writer on the Isle of Patmos, saw these things, and he said he heard them. And when he had heard and seen, he fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed him all these things. And the angel said to him, said unto him, see that thou do it not, for I'm a fellow servant and of the brethren of the prophets, and of them will keep the saying of this book, worship Yah. Scripture very much like that in the 19th chapter, by the way. And he said unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book. In other words, don't let these things be hid. They must be said, for the time is at hand. In fact, all must know these words. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, they knew the time of great persecution. In fact, to silence these words was soon to come. And he said, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. That day will surely come. He says, behold, I come quickly, suddenly, my reward is with me. This is what Messiah's own words concerning, every man will be rewarded. To give every man according as his work shall be, whether it be true unto Yah, unto the fruition of divine will, or not. He will give every man according as his work shall be, whether it's true unto Yah, seeking all that he has declared, or whether it has been after the preferences and imaginings of men. He says, I am the Alpha and Omega, meaning that he declared from the beginning what is to be expected, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He says, blessed are they who do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life, that has always been the case, and they may enter through the gates into the city. For without are the dogs and salters, sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters, and whoever loveth and maketh a lie. Understand, my brothers and sisters, Israel, according to Zephaniah 3:13, is a people that will speak no lies and do no iniquity. That means that, my brothers and sisters, they walk fully according to the righteousness of Yah. Messiah, discerning that righteousness, how can you judge after anything less? What does the scripture say in Malachi? We talked about this in the Aramaic. It says that men have dishonored the Most High, blasphemed, even in so many ways greatly disrespected. And when they say that, ultimately, that no one will come who would judge them according to righteous judgments. But he said, the one for whom men should be waiting will suddenly come to the temple of the Most High, even rebuking all the priests, as the scripture says in Isaiah 41, he would rebuke all the kings. He said, I, Yeshua, have sent mine angel to testify you. How about he sent this angel with his message to testify unto you these things in the churches? Means all these things must be spoken. What did he say he is? Who did he say that he is? He said, I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright morning star. Many understand, my brothers and sisters, the concept of Messiah as the root, offspring, the branch of David. But how many of my brothers and sisters understand this title, the morning star? According to what we just read earlier, Luke 1:78-79, as it compares to Isaiah 9th chapter, the one who will reprove all the kings of the earth to establish one peace. My brothers and sisters, concerning the awaited one, that from the beginning, how about from the dawn of human fall, my brothers and sisters, was expected for the express purpose to bring to remembrance the true knowledge of what is righteousness that a whole world for ages has ignored. As Isaiah 42 again says, he will lead the blind by a way that they knew not. Isaiah 59 says, the way of peace men knew not, and they made for themselves crooked paths, and he who walked therein shall not know peace. Meaning the Messiah will restore to mind all those truths, my brothers and sisters, that a whole world for ages has ignored. Nothing lacking, for it says he will bring forth the time of refreshing, according to all spoken by the holy prophets since the world began. They one called the bright morning star, my brothers and sisters. Zechariah 3:8, they called him branch, but the word there in the Hebrew is semach, Aramaic denka, Greek anatole. And it has the same meaning, my brothers and sisters, one who springs forth like the sudden rising of the sun or the sudden breaking forth of a branch or a stem or a root from the earth. And in each case, my brothers and sisters, it relates that which brings forth, my brothers and sisters, to show forth that which has been hidden, even to bring forth a light, my brothers and sisters, a wisdom that the world before has not seen. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, what these prophecies are speaking of. For when Messiah said he is that one, that righteous one, what he was saying, my brothers and sisters, yes indeed, is that man will be judged and man will find his hope for salvation, not according to part of the word, but according to everything that you will find written in the law and the prophets. Since world began. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who understood this. That was the ancient expectation, well known in the East. But in the West, my brothers and sisters, has been severely ignored. But Yah has promised, my brothers and sisters, that the very word that the whole world has chosen to ignore will check the nature of every soul. And as the Most High told me directly, if you aren't willing to admit you didn't know, you won't know, because there are magnificent truths with regard to this that are only revealed and completely understood in the mind when Yah is the one who writes the word upon the heart. It is time we understand, my brothers and sisters, what these scriptures are saying. Messiah said he is that awaited one, the one that carried all these titles that you find written throughout the scriptures. The one, my brothers and sisters, who will reprove all the nations, the king that all the world should look to declare standard beyond all the political, social, national, pseudo-religious, partial, and or polluted, miscreant standards, fallen short standards that have beguiled mankind after a multitude of divisions against divine vision since the dawn of human fall. Humanity will not be galvanized, I say again, according to a multitude of partial standards, but after a perfect one. And that's the reason why the scripture says, be watchful that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. It did not say, my brothers and sisters, to trust that you will discern all these things from merely hearing men, but by directly, my brothers and sisters, seeking the direct inspiration of the Most High himself. But when it says faith comes by hearing him by the word of Yah, it is talking about a word from him, because not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. Who will understand? Not all, my brothers and sisters, have known the righteousness of Yah, that they might be true to him, that they might preach the word of the Holy Kingdom and the Holy Kingdom alone. Not all have heard the preaching of the gospel, my brothers and sisters, so men seek to establish their own righteousness and have not submitted to the righteousness of Yah, and have caused many to go astray. My brothers and sisters, when Messiah said he is the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, it says he's the one that will bring peace, and the very word for peace in Hebrew relates to the concept of that which is of pure and perfect knowledge of divine will. For that, when that which is perfect, he that is perfect is come, that which is in part shall pass away. When he has come, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures, when his righteousness is revealed, the scripture says to us well that he will prove foolish wisdom that men have called wise. But who, my brothers and sisters, is willing to understand this? You ever stop to consider that, we've talked about this before, the early faith is not called Christianity, it's called Kurdishanya. Kur, meaning sun, tis, meaning rise, Shah, meaning king, king of the east. Remember Revelation 16:12 says, there'll be a drying up of the rivers before the king of the east. In other words, a proving foolish of all the territorial and anomalies that men have trusted and called allegiances. Drying up of the rivers, a showing of a greater way, a beginning of the deliverance from people, because think about it. When the whole world is in turmoil, men begin to look for another way and even a greater land with which they can survive. He said there'll be a drying up the rivers before the king of the east. And the scripture says, behold, I come. And believe me, that word is singular, not plural. Messiah is that one called the king of the east, my brothers and sisters. The one that's called like the bright morning star, the great light. Who will understand, my brothers and sisters, in due season, that since this one confirms all that is spoken in the law and the prophets since world began, that only those, my brothers and sisters, who too, in Calling upon the holy name, seek then the fullness of what is divine law, the fullness of what is divine promise according to the prophets. My brothers and sisters, those who know to seek him are those who understand the scriptures that are in Isaiah 25. When it talks about the fall of a city of confusion. That the cities of ruthless nations shall serve Yah. And the scriptures go on as far as to say, my brothers and sisters, that when he appears, that men shall say, this is our God for whom we waited. It goes on to say, my brothers and sisters, this is the one who will cast aside the veil, pierce the veil, cast aside the covering that's over all the nations. That men might see indeed what is the victory, my brothers and sisters, discerning the truth that the world has sought to hide. And it says, men will say, this is our Holy One for whom we have waited, the upright one, the righteous one, if you will, even, for whom men have waited. And we will rejoice and be glad in his salvation. And he will wipe away all tears from off all eyes. Peace, my brothers and sisters. Peace, not according to a multitude of partial standards, but in exposing the fallen standards of men to be foolish. And look at the words, it's the same. Proving the fallen standards of man to be false, foolish, vanity, insufficient to bring forth a covenant, man to man, a man with Yah. Think about it. If everybody wants to uphold their own preferences and opinions, is that a covenant? If nobody wants to uphold the fullness of what the Most High declared in its total fruition, is that a covenant with him? My brothers and sisters, man will be judged by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. Think about it. The Messiah said, I'm the root and offspring of David. And the scriptures say in Isaiah 16 that when he comes forth, a king will sit upon the throne of David, it says. Hastening righteousness. Truth in the tabernacle of David. Hastening righteousness. That means a throne, my brothers and sisters, a dominion, a kingdom, according to all that is divine will. I'm talking about Isaiah 16:5. All these things need to be considered, my brothers and sisters. Because Messiah was saying that he would judge according to all righteousness. The problem, Ker, son, Tis, rise, king of the east. The faith in one who will judge according to the fullness of the light. When they took from humanity the title of the coming Savior, the title Kurdi, Righteous One. And I've told you before about how looking at the word Kurdi and Sadiq in Hebrew have a lot of the same connotations. When they took away from man, my brothers and sisters, the expectation that it's only a pure and perfect word, a holy, righteous word, that is the salvation of man. They left many to be easily beguiled and left gullible after a multitude of partial standards, not realizing that when the scripture says Yah is one, so also must his people be. The Messiah, his righteousness is not divided. To break his law, my brothers and sisters, is to set disorder. My brothers and sisters, how else should there be a healing for mankind? But all that is divine order must to mind again be restored. The whole book, I say again, my brothers and sisters, is sealed with this concept. The Messiah is that great light that reveals the truth, my brothers and sisters, that a whole world for so many ages has ignored. Who's willing to hear it, my brothers and sisters? Most High told me this word is precious, but it's only for the most humble soul. They have greatly corrupted the way they have taught this concept of a Christ. 45,000 denominations, my brothers and sisters, is great irreverence and disrespect. They took away the title of the Kurdi, the one that relates that invariant light, like it says in Yaakov 1:17. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of light, in whom there is no variableness, no shadow of changing. Messiah, when he says that bright morning star, that means he relates a word, my brothers and sisters, that does not change, that is true to all the Most High intended from the beginning. In the beginning was the Word was with Yah, the Word was Yah, and that Word was always the invariant light, a constant. It does not change. The Messiah said he is the bright morning star. That's exactly what he said he is. When he said that he is that one, then, my brothers, is the bright morning star that is expected to bring Israel back in the last days, there be peace forever. He was telling me and my brothers and sisters that according to his teaching and employing the Most High according to the righteous revealed in seeking Yeshua by his spirit, the man might receive what the scripture say the Holy Spirit does, teach all things, no lie in it. Shall man petition in the name of a lesser concept of so-called righteousness and expect to yet be made whole? Time to understand the meaning of all these things, my brothers and sisters. And what it means is that men have confessed the name of Messiah after a title they call Christ, after the perspectives created by men. Did it have the power, my brothers and sisters, to make men whole if their concept of a Christ was after a denomination, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Catholic, whatever? Did it have the power to make men whole? Did it have power to make men whole, my brothers and sisters? Men have taken that title, Christ, and subdivided, as I said to you before, some 45,000 ways. Could any of this, my brothers and sisters, make men then whole if the best that men saw was some hypocritical compromise, unrighteousness, and still call it the Savior? Scripture says he would come, my brothers and sisters, according to Isaiah 52:15-53:1. According to the type of scripture you find in Isaiah 44:20-45:6, saying, or even considering, my brothers and sisters, what the Apostle Shaul said. He said, I know nothing which I'm guilty about, let's say nothing which I fall short, but I may not be writing this for my judge, the Lord. And he was talking about the coming of Messiah who reveals the things that men have not considered. The men might indeed then praise Yah. I didn't say any fallen standard. I didn't say anybody's misrepresentation. I didn't say anybody's misadministration. But that they might praise Yah as he is, that they all may know from the rising sun to the west there's no one else righteous, no other Savior, no other conscience, my brothers and sisters, by which men might be preserved, but in Yah. When Messiah said he is the written offspring of David, the bright morning star, discern who, my brothers and sisters, who bore that title. Yes, it is the one that is mentioned in Isaiah 45, called his anointed. You'll find a lot of this information, a lot of what I'm telling you now, my brothers and sisters. You can find it on my website, hiddengospel.com. There's an article there called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. Understand what was the expectation of the people of the East. Thousands of years. I said thousands of years, my brothers and sisters, before the birth of Messiah. You need to understand why it is that the Messiah came 2,000 years ago. How within 30 years, my brothers and sisters, the faith had gone forth and galvanized so much of the East, so much so that this faith that Rome despised brought about Roman exaction to utterly destroy Jerusalem. And yes, my brothers and sisters, there's so much historical evidence that relates that Rome knew the only way they could control the people in the East if they destroy the concept of this one who, according to righteous rule from the Holy One of Israel, would rule over all nations. And that's the only way they could destroy that, if they try to tell people that they are favored without his law. Only way they could destroy that premise, my brothers and sisters, they had to destroy this concept of the king of the East, knowing that as long as the concept of the king of the East, the Kurdi, was alive and well in the minds of men, they knew full well that whatever came out of the West was a lie. Well, my brothers and sisters, the days are upon us that all these things should be made clear. The question, my brothers and sisters, is who among men have been wise to seek out these things, that will discern these things, that when the truth is made bare before the eyes of all, who is ready to accept it? Shall men say they refuse these truths, so much of these prophecies, simply because they're not part of the status quo? My brothers and sisters, the scripture never said the status quo is the compromises of men will ever save any soul. Scripture says the word of Yah is living and sharper than a two-edged sword, meaning that man will be judged by every particular in it. Exactly what Messiah said at 5:14 through 24 Matthew. If you fall victim to anyone who seeks to take away from this word, you won't enter. If you found, my brothers and sisters, yourself seeking to deceive men against any of this word, it says you are guilty of hellfire. I want to read to you, my brothers and sisters, we were talking about this. Again, need to go back a little bit. He says, again, in Revelation 22:16, I, Yeshua, have sent mine angel to testify to these things in the churches. In other words, this is the message that he ultimately sent. And in fact, there's a message that must send that all might be confirmed to know who he is. He said, I am the wooden offspring of David, the bright morning star. Many understand, like I said before, of one coming out of the seed of David. But how many understood the prophecies concerning the one called the morning star? And if they haven't understood this, my brothers and sisters, if the world has not understood it, it means that many, my brothers and sisters, will be left far off from righteousness because they accepted this machination, Grecian machination, they call it a Christ, that is not true to what must destroy the Babylon that is all the confusion of the nations. The one who usurps all the thrones of all the kings and rulers of the nations, my brothers and sisters, destroyed the Babylon that is all the nations and establishes one throne and one kingdom, peace. Who's ready to understand it? We know that Babylon is a multitude of contradictions. What then, my brothers and sisters, is 45,000 denominations? It's time to understand, my brothers and sisters, that that Babylon that is right there in the midst of the churches must be overcome, and the victory is discerning all the things they would not tell. All the things the rulers would not tell, seeking to sustain their own pulpits and thrones. Who's ready to understand it? Listen to the rest of these verses. Revelation 22:17, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. And him that is athirst, come. And whoever will, let him take the water of life freely. See, I testify to every man that hears the words of this prophecy of this book. If any man add unto these things, how about presumptuously just presumes? Or how can I say this? Presumptuously assumes as to what these things are saying, rather than seeking the Most High for the absolution that is in it, to declare his own ways. If any man shall add unto these things, Yah shall add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And believe me, you read Revelation 8th, 9th chapters, and believe me, there are many other plagues that are written there, but brothers and sisters, that believe me, you don't want to partake of. Read Zechariah 14 and understand what that's about as well. If any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, Yah shall take away his part out of the book of life, out of the holy city, Jerusalem, and from the things that are written, the promises that are written in this book. Add to take it away, anything away, my brothers and sisters, anything out of context is not the gospel, but a curse. And it means, my brothers and sisters, if anybody seeks to take away from all that is declared in the law and the prophets, like when he said, blessed they will keep his commandments, they may have a right to the tree of the life, tree of life. Any man take away from any of these things, he is denied, even denied, my brothers and sisters, faith in the name of Yeshua. Why do I say that? His very name means that he will save his people, deliver his people, make his people whole, deliver them from every short-sighted standard, i.e. sin, that this world has believed. His very word, name, Yasha, Yeshua, root word Yasha in Hebrew. It says he will save his people from their sins. Save them from every fallen standard that men have called wise, that men might trust in the will of one. You see, I've sent to testify to these things in the churches. What does the scripture say? The courtesy, the righteous one would do? But he would show the foolishness of all the ruling standards among the nations. All the kings, all the priests, every false prophet who has taught a vision of his own heart, he would expose them all, that men might seek him and know that there's only one path, my brothers and sisters, pleasing unto Yah. Isn't this scripture saying the same thing, that if you add or take away from the word in any way, you only curse your own soul? My brothers and sisters, Messiah said that those who teach these things, teach men to expect the fullness of these things, upholding the fullness of this faithful expectation. These, my brothers and sisters, are those who reap the holy kingdom. I want you to look at something here, my brothers and sisters. It's 22 and 20. And he that testified these things says, surely I come quickly, the testifier being Messiah himself. He says, so even so, so be it. Come, Kurdi, title they well called Lord. Kyrios comes from an ancient title, Kurdi, one who has revealed the light, Yeshua. An invariant light that is salvation. The grace, how about the gift from on high, the invariant light of the Most High? Of the Kurdi, the righteous one, Yeshua HaMashiach. Even the Kurdi be with you all. So be it. You see, my brothers and sisters, all these scriptures are saying that the whole book is sealed according to everything that is in it. Scripture talks about one called the angel from the rising sun in Revelation 7:2, saying, heard not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we seal the servants of Yah upon their brows. Nothing is sealed, my brothers and sisters. No message is sealed until all things intended upon the message are well understood. Do you sign and seal a letter, my brothers and sisters? Do you deliver it before the fullness of what is intended is written? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. I would have you to give consideration. To a verse that is at Luke book on the book of Luke. I only got a few minutes to talk about this now. The verse that I speak of has to do with a question. At the mouth of one called Yohanan the Baptist. And he asks the question,
90 seconds.
Are you the expected one who was to come? Or are we to look for, are we to look for another? I'm talking about Luke 7:19. And Yohanan called unto two of his disciples and sent him unto Yeshua, saying, art thou the he that should come? Are we to look for? Some say look for. Are you the expected one? Are we to look? How about seek for someone else? And when 7:20 says, when the men had come unto him, they said, John the Baptist has sent us to you. Say, are you the expected one? Are we to look for someone else? My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that all that was prophesied, Messiah is expected to come, that he may do. And those who seek that fullness and have an allegiance unto that fullness that transcends all the unrighteousness of the nation and righteousness of the nation that gives pleasure to all the Most High has decreed, these are the ones he will confirm as his own. Blessed they will understand these things in this time. Discern that when you make an oath unto the Most righteousness, you must seek his righteousness. That this, my brothers and sisters, might be your expectation and your faith. To we speak again, this has been Eddie Miav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. To the praise of the Most High always, Shabbat Shalom, hallelujah. And I thank you all again for listening. petition, my brothers and sisters, that our people shall understand these things. Because only those with the most diligent souls, seeking the fullness of what the Most High intends, will understand.
You've got the words to change a nation, but you're biting.